Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can also follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and the gram. We got File or Fair with Rod Allen, the former Major League veteran, joining us at the bottom of the hour. So stay tuned for that. And then Shop Talk. Shop Talk is always lots of fun. All right, Rob, let's go back to the NFL, as we should. That's all the rage right now. And your boy, you try to disparage him at every turn.
What are you talking about?
Stop it. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Matt Stafford, affectionately known by Rob Parker as Stat Padford. Rob, not only did he lead the Rams to victory in game one against the Chicago Bears, not only did he become the first quarterback since week six of the 2019 season to have at least two touchdown passes of 40 or more air yards, two bombs.
Chris, did you see any defenders on those plays? Okay, go ahead.
That was great. He looked them off.
Oh, is that what it was?
He caught his eyes. Yeah, he looked them off.
The receivers were wide open.
He totally shook them with his eyes.
Okay.
But he was named Player of the Week, Rob. Matt Stafford in the NFC over Kyler Murray, over Jameis Winston, over Tom Brady. A lot of guys had big games, but none better, according to the NFL, than Matt Stafford. Do you have a problem with this?
I have a huge problem.
Oh, my God.
Sound the alarm. Here we go. I got a conspiracy going for you. It is the Matthew Stafford conspiracy. He's the narrative. They've all bought in. They're going to push Matthew Stafford down our throats. He's the greatest thing since sliced bread. He was in shackles and chains in Detroit. He had nothing. He played with garbage. He had no help. Matthew Stafford is the quarterback of the future. He's better than Aaron Rodgers. He's better than Tom Brady. He's better than anybody who's ever put on a uniform. Have you seen that guy's arm? He's unbelievable. And he had less yards than Jared Goff this past week. He had the same amount of touchdowns, but somehow we just watched something we've never seen before. Rub your eyes with both hands, Chris Broussard. What was that? I think I saw Santa Claus come into my room. What was it? Ram fans all over Los Angeles. They got their panties in a bunch because they think they're going to the Super Bowl. Their Messiah wasn't wearing a robe. He was wearing a Rams jersey. Hello, Matthew Stafford. Welcome to the NFL. We always knew you were that good. We knew it. And now you're going to prove it to everybody. Peter King and all the other national pundits who are on this Matthew Stafford bandwagon. Stop it!
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, my goodness. Give him another applause. He deserves it. You took it to, I mean, one simple question. How you feel about this? I got to give you credit, Rob. That was impressive. All the way through to the
I hope they were, Alex, were you guys recording? I hope, because I can't replay it. I can't do that again. Stop it. I knew he would grab that off. I knew it.
Oh, my gosh. But, Rob, here's the problem. I mean, he deserved it. I mean, Rob, look, and you're right. A lot of guys played great. Kyler Murray,
that's a big win, Chris, against a good team. That's my only problem is that the Bears didn't make the playoffs last year.
Well, they did. Remember, they did.
They weren't a good team, but they did sneak in.
Yes.
That's what I remember. 17. You're right. They backed in because they lost to the Packers.
Right.
But here's
the thing, though, Rob. You got to admit this. Tennessee, yes, they were a very good team last year, but their defense isn't good. And so Chicago has a better defense than Tennessee. So Stafford did do it against a better defense, if not a better team. And my guy was Kyler. But Stafford did throw for more yards. He did complete a higher percentage of his passes. I mean, 77%. And Kyler had a pick, so which Stafford didn't. Obviously, Jameis, who we both think was great, but, you know, only threw for, what, 140-something yards. So.
Which is all they needed, and he didn't turn the ball over. He had five touchdowns. He'll throw for more.
Yeah, he'll throw for more.
He led the league in passing yards, but that's a huge win against a team that was in the NFC Championship game, right?
No doubt. That was a bigger win. There's no question about that. And his first start with a new team.
Tom Brady and the Cowboys.
Right. And Brady, you know, you saw it. Like, yes, he had two picks, but one was the Hail Mary at the end of the first half. I mean, you just throw that up for grabs. And then the first one, I mean, it was a decent pass to Leonard Fournette that actually hit Fournette in the hands, and he just – dropped it or it went through his hand. So you could have argued for Brady. In fact, Pro Football Focus, I think they have Brady as the best quarterback of the week.
Which is surprising, though, with two picks. And I know, you said, you're looking at the kind of picks, but it's still surprising.
Right. That's why the only reason that they did it, because they're looking at what caused the picks and things like that. But you're right. But look, you watched Matt Stafford in Detroit.
From day one.
Yes. So you do have a history with the guy and all that. But, you know, look, Rob, you got to admit, and I don't poo-poo your stat and that you got to do it against the winning teams.
Okay,
which
right.
he did not do. I mean, that's legit, right?
Chris, he has a 106 winning percentage. 106.
I hear you. And that's a true stat, and it's legit. But Rodney Pete made an interesting point, Rob, that Goff was a guy that everything had to be perfect. We talked about it yesterday with the run game, you know, when Todd Gurley was there. That was good. And then C.J. Anderson later in the playoffs. The line had to be perfect. The receivers had to be perfect. Like, Goff needed all that. Stafford is a guy that not only do they think, but you've seen him, Rob. You know, he can make some plays. Now, I guess you question whether he will make those plays in the big moments, the big games.
To me, that's what has to be determined, Chris, because he's put up big numbers. He had a Hall of Fame wide receiver, okay? So he had Calvin Johnson.
They were a great tandem, yep.
Yes, so it's not like his stats. We've talked about this, me and you, a lot. If you took away who he was, what team he played for, and just looked at his stats, he's got Hall of Fame stats. Like, you could look at him and go, this guy could be in the Hall of Fame. But when you look at him in context, those plays haven't come against a better team. Now, they're in a tough division, and we'll see now when
they're playing
they're playing the better competition, Chris, which Matthew Stafford they got. Now, if he struggles and they lose some games, people will start to go, maybe he's not ready for this stage, or maybe it wasn't always the Lions. Now, if he excels and they win the division, or as Rodney Pete and some guys have them going to the Super Bowl, then we got a different conversation.
Right. And so ultimately it comes down to this for me. I have no problem with him being named Player of the Week. Like I said, there are a few other guys that, you know, you wouldn't have thrown a hissy fit had they won the award. But Stafford was great. And Rob, he did have a passer rating. A freaking 156.1. You know, that's only two off of perfect. So I think he was deserving. I don't think the fix is in. I don't buy into your conspiracy theories and all of those shenanigans that you threw out. It was nice. It was entertaining. It was dramatic. But I don't buy into it. And I'm picking them to get to the NFC title game. I'm not picking them to get to the Super Bowl or to win it.
They got to win the Super Bowl in his 3 years.
Eventually, yes.
I mean, that, right? That, otherwise, it didn't work.
Nah, you're right, because I could have made the playoffs and had two first-round picks and an extra third that I didn't have, right, that I gave away to get Stafford. So I agree. It's got to be Super Bowl championship, right?
They got to win.
Just get there. Not just win the NFC. You've got to win a ring. And, Rob, here's the thing.
I'm talking about in 3 years. I'm not saying he has to do it the first year, but he's got to do it in his time in L.A.
And I think you'll admit this because you said it. If you just looked at Matt Stafford's numbers, you would say he's a Hall of Famer. When I hear Matt Stafford and Hall of Fame in the same sentence, I want to throw up in my mouth, to use your term.
Yes.
I mean, really. It's like, what? Like, really? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no way. But this is his chance, Rob. This is his chance to become a Hall of Famer. All right? Because the numbers are great. And if he puts up those numbers, which I think he will put up big numbers with the Rams, and wins a Super Bowl, I mean, you talk about a legacy-changing move, Rob. And are you totally committed to Stat Padford? Or if he delivers this year, would you be a believer?
Yeah,
I
got to see him perform in those big games. Chris, he was in 3 playoff games, so he played in playoff games that mattered. We could go look his numbers up in those 3 playoff games.
It's a little revisionist history to say, you know, he was always on terrible teams.
And he never played in the playoffs. He played in the playoffs. He had a couple of chances to win big games and move that franchise along, and he couldn't do it. I still remember the one game that sticks is that the last game of the year, Chris, in 2014, when they were 11-5 and they had the 5th-ranked defense in the NFL. And they went to Green Bay, and all that. If they won that game, they beat Green Bay earlier in the year in Detroit. They had the same exact record. If they beat Green Bay, they get the division. They win the division. They get a bye, Chris, and they have a home game. It's a big moment, right, in Detroit Lions history.
Absolutely.
They lose 30-20, not really in the game. They lose that game. Green Bay wins, and they go to Dallas on a wild card, and they lose that game. All I'm saying is there have been moments when he could have turned around who people think he is.
No, that's true. And this is another one of those moments. But you made a good point because, you know, it's tempting to say, and there is a little bit of truth to it, that we really won't know until the playoffs, right?
Right.
But you made a good point about, man, Rob, this division – is no joke, especially if Arizona's going to be good. You know what I mean?
I'm looking at the division going,
oh my
really?
Gosh. Those are three of those teams, Rob. I'm going to be honest. 3 of those teams, I wouldn't be shocked if they got to the Super Bowl. If it was San Francisco, if it was the Rams, or if it was Seattle, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not picking them, but I wouldn't be surprised.
No, but that tells you about the division, and that's going to tell you about Stafford playing. Because when he played, Chris, the Packers and Aaron Rodgers couldn't beat him. You know, like in a big spot, or lost to the Bears when it came push to shove. The Bears won a couple of divisions, right? NFC North. So it wasn't like the Packers won every division. Minnesota, Chris, won a couple of NFC Norths.
Right.
So everybody else won except the Lions. Everybody won in the NFC North at some point.
All right, we're throwing it out to you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do you agree with Rob Parker, who says the NFL and its media partners has a Stafford agenda this season? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. All right, Rob. Yep. Aging, man. I'm telling you, it's tough, bro.
It is, but we all want to perform at our best. whether we're traveling or on the go or hitting the gym.
Yeah, but aging, as I said, it makes it tough to maintain that daily drive. That's why it's time to fight back against the clock with M-Drive.
That's right. M-Drive is the everyday supplement for driven men who refuse to let age beat them down. I'm not going to do it.
Rob, it's packed, packed with clinically tested ingredients. M-Drive supports healthy testosterone levels, helps get you lean in all the right places. I know you're trying to get rid of that gut. And it energizes you to stay at the top of your game no matter your age.
Hey, visit mdriveformen.com to try it for yourself. That's right. Get 20% off your first order with the promo code ready for it, odd couple. That's all you need. There's a free shipping you get. And a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Wow.
You have absolutely nothing to lose.
Look, fellas, aging is inevitable. But we can fight back, and we do it with M-Drive. So visit mdriveformen.com for more energy, more lean muscle, and healthy T support that your body needs. Save 20% with code ODDCOUPLE.
That's mdriveformen.com. Don't let age beat you down. Hey, Chris. Say yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Go get M-Drive.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We are brought to you by Discover, because Discover Card matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing, people, because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the United States that take credit cards. So all that's, oh, do they take Discover here? Do they take it there? Yes, they do. 99% of the places in America take it. So learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report, limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Do you have a problem with Matt Stafford being named Player of the Week in the NFC? And if so, who do you think should have won it? 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob.
All right, let's kick it off with Willie in Tennessee. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Willie?
What up, homies?
What up, man? All right, was that a
Willie?
Prank call? All right. Rob, I like I said, it was a nice soliloquy, but I think you're off on it. I have no problem.
Alex said it was the greatest soliloquy he's ever heard in the history of our radio.
I only wish we could put that in amphitheater.
Thank you. I could do a performance.
Did you actually say that, Alex?
No, but I thought it.
All right. Rob, let's go to the NBA for a minute. My partner on First Things First, Nick Wright. We've had him on the show before. As you affectionately called Nick wrong.
Yes. What was he wrong about this time?
Well, you said, I didn't say that. But Nick Wright reported that he believes there are some trade scenarios that make sense for Kyrie. I know one of them is Ben Simmons that he's promoting. I would throw out there he probably thinks Damian Lillard would also be another good one. He says that Kyrie's representation is telling teams that if you were to trade for Kyrie, he'll retire. Now, this has become a thing. Rob G, they're battling on Twitter, right? Kyrie and Nick Wright a little bit?
Yeah, a little back and forth. So after that tweet went viral earlier today, Kyrie, just in the last 30 minutes or so, responded with a tweet of his own, and it was a mannequin playing with the puppet, just with simple caption, "You're a puppet." Now, Nick Wright responded, says, "Kyrie, if you're saying you didn't say you'd retire if you were traded, then your beef is with your representation, not with me, because you and I both know that's what they've told people."
It's funny, though, when Kyrie put out his tweet, I think he addressed Nick as Pinocchio. Is that true or not? Oh, I'm sorry. Wasn't Pinocchio a puppet? I'm sorry. Everything's not funny.
He's a real boy, Rob. Come on.
He's a real boy. Yeah. That's right. He turned into a real boy, Pinocchio. He just had that big schnoz.
Look, I don't think... Go ahead, Rob. Go ahead.
I just don't... I don't understand, like, why is Brooklyn exploring trading Kyrie?
Well, I don't think they are. And I don't think he's saying that either, though. Okay. I think, again, I don't think they're thinking about trading Kyrie.
Yeah, so why would he have to tell his representation, tell people, oh, don't trade for him because he'll retire? I just don't... Where's that coming from?
Right.
That's now, what doesn't make sense.
I think, obviously, Brooklyn is... They got plenty of firepower with Kyrie. He's obviously a tremendous player. And he's tight with KD.
They came near together.
Right. Like, I think KD's in Brooklyn because of Kyrie. So I don't see that happening.
And didn't KD just sign a 3-year extension, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere.
Yes. And my thing with Kyrie, now, I think there are some trades that would make sense. Ben Simmons might make sense for them, for Kyrie, because you still have Harden at the point. Obviously, you got KD as a great scorer, and Simmons is a tremendous defender, which would help them on that end of the floor. And he could play near the basket. And so, you know, pushing in transition, all that. Dame Dollar, that makes some sense, too. So there are trades out there, if you wanted to move him, that would make sense. And Kyrie is obviously injury prone. It's been that way throughout his career. And of course, he got hurt in the playoffs last year. So I get that. But at the end of the day, Rob, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they're looking at doing it. And so I think it's just, you know, a little back and forth and hypotheticals and all that. All right.
Yeah, it just seems a little out of place. That's all. If I'm Kyrie, I don't even respond. I just wouldn't. If because when you do, you kind of give a little credence to it. I think you don't have to respond to everything. If it's not true, it's not true.
All right, Foul or Fair with Rod Allen, MLB veteran, the former MLB veteran. He will join us next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues. Or is it fair? And now, here's the Odd Couple with former MLB veteran, Rod Allen.
That's right. It is Foul or Fair, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Same way we go around the baseball diamond to discuss all of the biggest headlines around Major League Baseball. In order to do so properly, we had to bring in a real baseball expert, not that nondescript Hall of Fame writer. None other.
Wow.
The former MLB vet, Rod Allen. What's up, Rod?
Hey, I'm chilling, fellas. How you guys doing? It's a wonderful afternoon, well, evening here in Arizona.
Hey,
yes,
hey Rod,
we're good, bro.
I'm coming next month, man. Hopefully we can grab something to eat. I'll be there.
Oh, we'll most definitely do that.
All right, let's do it.
All right, and on that note, let's get to it, guys. Question number one. Now, unsurprisingly, the Giants and the Dodgers became the first two teams in baseball to clinch playoff berths. They've been pretty much the two best teams all year, but since they play in the same division, one of them is going to get stuck in the wild card. Rod, start with you. Foul or fair to say whoever wins the NL West will end up making the World Series?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
if the Dodgers win the West, which they're not going to win, I got them getting to the World Series. I love the Giants. They've had a wonderful year, special year, with all the talent they have, the manager, the general manager, the cast of characters, the veteran players, but I just haven't bought in totally on them. So I have to say foul. But if the Dodgers do get there, I like the Dodgers and Maxwell Scherzer all the way through.
I'm going to say foul as well.
That is a foul ball.
Look, I think the Dodgers are the best team, and you kind of proved that in a lot of ways over 162 games. But we know that anything can happen in the baseball playoffs, all right? Anything. And you can't count out any of the other teams that make it to the playoffs. We've seen it before. Who picked Washington? Rob actually picked Washington a few years ago.
Yeah, I was
but
the
nobody,
only one.
Yeah, right. Nobody else expected them to win it. So baseball is just too much of a crapshoot. A hitter or a pitcher can get hot. Your bats can go cold. And next thing you know, you're out before you expect it to be. So
you got to love the Dodgers, though.
I do love them. I think, but I've loved them for a lot of these past 8 years, you know,
right.
And they got one ring. So
I'm going to say fair.
Yeah.
It's a fair ball.
Only reason I say fair is I know everybody wants to discount the Giants. All they've done all year is win, and Rod and Chris, they have the second best ERA in baseball. They're not winning by accident. The Dodgers have the best. They have the second best. I expect if the Giants win the division and the Dodgers have to go the wild card route and could get knocked out, I expect the Giants to continue. Everybody has expected them to fall off all year. First team to 90 wins. First team to clinch a playoff spot. They're second in pitching. What do you want from them? I know it's a no-name team. That team is damn good.
They are.
All right. We keep it moving. Question number two. Ryan Braun retired from baseball this week. Now, during his career, he finished in the top three of MVP voting three times. He even won one back in 2011. He also had a Rookie of the Year in 2007. However, his career numbers fell off a cliff.
Big however.
In 2013 after he got popped for those PEDs. So, Rod, here's the question. Foul or fair to say that all of the good Braun did early on was wiped away as soon as he tested positive?
I go foul.
That is a foul ball.
Now, even though the way that his went down where he lied about it and he threw that one guy into the bus, the guy that was doing the testing, and then he finally came clean, even though he went through that route to try to prove that he was innocent, his career is tarnished, but it's not totally wiped away. I mean, dude balled out for a number of years in Milwaukee. The owner loves him. They're going to have a Ryan Braun day, you name it. He did a lot of special things, and there are a lot of guys that did steroids. I don't like the way he went about it, but I don't think his career is totally tarnished because of that really one bad mistake he made.
And you know what I love about Milwaukee? You know, they're in with the time, so Ryan Braun day, you can get a needle, too, and get vaccinated. So it'll be like two for one. Oh, I'm sorry. But, Ron, I'm with you. It's foul.
That is a foul.
It's foul to try to wipe out everything. You know how hard it is to hit a ball? I don't care if you're on juice or not. Pitchers got juice. It ain't easy, and you just can't act like everything he accomplished was fraudulent, because I don't buy into that at all. There's a lot of guys who use juice who could never do put up the numbers that this guy put up. So I'm going to agree with Rod and say foul.
That's right.
It's fair.
It's a fair ball.
You saw Chris would say that.
I'm going to use a Rob Parker-ism right here. He went from Mickey Mantle to Mickey Mouse. Come on. I mean,
that's
this dude, look. All his numbers dropped. Now, he was still a pretty decent player after 2013, but that's the difference. If steroids makes him a little stronger, if steroids or PEDs, whatever kind he used, put 10 feet on his fly ball, that's the difference between an out and a home run. So it does matter. Yeah, you still have to. I couldn't use steroids and become a great baseball player, but these guys are already great. And if you take that extra pop, it can be a world of difference. I'm not saying, you know, he still wasn't a good player and all that, but it is tarnished, and we all look at the fact that, man, he did drop off fairly significantly. once it was discovered that he was on the juice.
All right, here we go. Last one. Fowler Fair, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rod Allen in the building with Chris and Rob. Shohei Ohtani was named as one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people, which is a pretty big honor. I don't know if you guys heard about it. However, given that the Angels are in the middle of the road in attendance in Major League Baseball, and for all of his excitement and all the buzz surrounding his two-way play, it's very, very unlikely we're going to see another two-way player anytime soon, just because that's the way things are in baseball. So, Rod, here's the question. Foul or fair to say that Ohtani isn't really influential at all?
Oh, that's absolutely 100% foul.
That is a foul ball.
Man, yeah, that's
this
tough.
Guy is hugely influential. I mean, to get on the list 100 of Time Magazine with Joe Biden and Elon Musk and Harry and Meghan, are you kidding me? This guy has transcended our sport, and we need to applaud this. We don't usually get people talked about like this. He's a special player, special talent. He deserves everything that he is getting. I'm all in on Shohei. No question about that.
Yeah, I think it's foul as well.
That is a foul ball.
Now, I think you can argue how influential, but to say he's not influential at all is just ridiculous. And I do think, look, I think there are young kids now who are great baseball players, and, you know, they can pitch and hit and all that. I think there are those that are out there saying, you know what, I can do both. And I bet they're telling high school coaches or travel team coaches, I want to do both. It's possible now. So I think that's where the major influence stems from with Shohei. So, yeah, I think that's foul.
Yeah, it's a hat trick. I think it's foul.
That is a foul ball.
And we don't know. I think it's down the road, and it doesn't mean that he hasn't impacted or have more people talking about baseball and you know, watching. He was must-see whenever he was on national television. People tuned in. They wanted to see this guy, and he didn't let people down. So there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Hey, Rod, one last thing real quick. If Vlad Jr., and I do this on my podcast, Chris and I argued it yesterday, if Vlad Jr. wins the Triple Crown, is he the American League MVP over Ohtani?
I have to say yes.
Yeah!
Rod,
yes!
Stop
yes!
it, Rod!
No, Rod is – go ahead, explain it, Rod. I'm with you.
No, I have to say yes. I mean, I just talked about Shohei. I mean, Ohtani, and he is awfully special. But if Vladdy drops 50 home runs and drives in 120 and wins the batting title at age 22 – he's going to be the MVP, especially in an era when guys can't hit anymore. This guy
right.
It's amazing what this guy's doing.
No, it's Shohei's just, batting 255, Rod.
No one should ever win a Triple Crown and not be the MVP. They started this garbage a year back when Miggy was doing his thing, and everybody wanted Trout to win the MVP. He probably should have been up there, but Miggy was the MVP that year, winning the Triple Crown at his size and what he was able to do. But that's where all this originated from. So I'm all in on Vladdy, man. If he wins Triple Crown, he's the MVP for me.
Rod, is Vladdy pitching?
I don't care.
I mean, hold on. What if Shohei has he doesn't deserve the Cy Young. We know that.
Give him the most valuable pitcher.
There have been five guys since 1947, to use Rob's stats, that have won the Triple Crown.
Five.
So this would be incredible. But there have been none that have hit and pitched, especially at an all-star level both on the mound and at the plate. Come on, man. I hear you. I don't want to belittle the Triple Crown. But
no,
come
I have
on,
to say,
man.
I have to say, no, I have to say that, I mean, as much as we're having this conversation, and it's a good conversation, you have your points, I have mine, Rob and everybody else. I think the general public and the people that do most of the voting, they're going to vote Ohtani the MVP.
Yeah, Rod, I don't disagree. I think they're going to be on Chris's because we haven't seen this since Babe Ruth. But that was a little extra right there with Rod Allen on Foul or Fair. That was good. Yes.
All right, brother. Great stuff, man. We appreciate you.
All right, man. Much love.
All right. Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the iCouple on a Worship Wednesday, and it's time for Shop Talk.
Nobody exempt in the barbershop, you know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right, it is Shop Talk, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio segment. We discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And this is something that I can promise you I never thought that we'd be discussing on the iCouple, but it was arguably this side of the recall of Governor Newsom, the biggest news story of the week.
And the governor did hold on to his governorship.
Yes, he did.
By landslide.
He did. But if you were on Twitter, if you watched the news the last 72 hours, the biggest story was a tweet by rapper Nicki Minaj discussing the vaccine and why she's apprehensive at the moment to get it. Here's what she said.
She's saying she has not gotten it.
She has not gotten it yet. She said, quote, "My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent." You know, sounds fine. Here's where he gets off the rails. "His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not getting bullied." Now, obviously, that was a big story. And it got so big that not only did you have Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, everybody talking about it all day, but the health minister of Trinidad and Tobago had to do a complete news conference on Wednesday to discuss the story, and said that not only do they have any records of swollen testicles being a side effect, but they've had nobody at any kind of hospital or medical facility in their region that has said that that's a side effect that's come up with them. So they're questioning whether or not the story's real.
It sounds like something else is going on.
I was going to get to that.
It sounds like he got it in another way and didn't want to tell his fiance the truth.
Yeah.
And she wasn't buying it anyway, and that's what happened.
So really quick, your thoughts on the story, which you guys kind of gave away, and also what is probably the worst excuse you've ever given for something either you did or didn't do?
Go ahead, Rob.
Let's see.
Because I'm trying to think. I'm trying of an excuse. I mean, we're talking about a lie.
So we're assuming that you guys don't believe the swollen testicles.
No, I just don't. I haven't heard that. And, I mean, everybody's body reacts differently, but I just think that's an over-exaggeration or a fish story. And that would scare guys. If you're talking about being impotent and swollen testicles, that would stop people from wanting to get the shot. So that's why you got to be careful with misinformation, because that would scare people.
Look, let me say this, and I've said it. I got a close family member who hasn't taken the vaccine and has all his reasons and his research and all that. I'm going to say this, though. I've taken it. My immediate family and most of my expanded family has taken it. But don't base your decision. I can say this with 100% certainty. Do not base your decision on Nicki Minaj. All right? That, at the very least, do not base your decision to get vaccinated on Nicki Minaj, okay?
Or Chris Broussard.
I'm sorry.
I don't
have the knowledge about it either, but yeah. I mean, I think I'm a little more credible. I'm gonna put that out there with base. All right. I'm sorry.
That's a low bar, though. You know, with your.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, come on. This is ridiculous. But some people really are believing that.
No, I know. And they put something out and go, "Oh, did you read what?" Just like Chris, and I bring it up all the time because it just kills me. They tried to blame the vaccine on Hank Aaron dying at 91 years old. I'm just like, can you stop?
Right.
Hank Aaron was 91, and Hank Aaron had the shot. Look what happened to Hank Aaron. I was like, what?
That's ridiculous.
That's 91.
Right. I mean, come on.
Rob Parker played the straight man on every radio show he was on until he got the shot. Did you know that? He didn't make a single joke on any radio show until he got the shot.
And then it just turned me into somebody else after the shot.
Turned you into Chuckles the Clown. By the way, Rob, when are we going to get the second stand-up?
Yes.
Because the comedy clubs are opening up. I've seen
it. I know. And
Rob,
starting
you've
October,
been saying for 3 years that you're going to the comedy club.
Are you coming back
to
L.A.?
I'm not talking about the little five-minute thing on the show.
Are you coming back to L.A.?
If you do it, I mean, you know, it might be harder with the TV show now, but if I can, I'll do everything I can to get out there. If you're there on the weekend, I'm going to do everything I can to get out there.
We got to do it so everybody can come out. Yep.
I definitely want to be there. And I'm going to be there. Don't use me as a prop. I will be heckling,
but
don't use me as a prop.
I'm going to heckle the heck out of Rob Parker.
All right, don't
come
then.
An hour left. Lock it.